Prime Minister-elect Mark Carney says that when he sits down with U.S. President Donald Trump, it will be to discuss the future economic and security relationship between two sovereign nations. But he added it will be with the full knowledge that we have many, many other options than the United States to build prosperity for all Canadians. He said Canada will strengthen the country's relationships with reliable partners in Europe, Asia, and elsewhere. If the U.S. no longer wants to play a major role in the international economy, he added, Canada will. Because this is Canada, and we decide what happens here. Carney addressed Trump a few times during his speech Monday night, April 28, after winning his seat in the Ottawa, Ont. riding of Nepean, where he 63-1 and 70% of the vote in what was his first time running for public office. The two leaders had their first phone call post-election Tuesday. In a readout from the Prime Minister's office, it says Carney and Trump agreed on the importance of Canada and the United States working together, as independent, sovereign nations, for their mutual betterment. It adds that the two plan to have meet in person, in the near future. Carney, since becoming leader of the Liberal Party of Canada, has not yet met Trump in person. During his winning speech Monday, the Liberal leader said he has much to be humbled by. Over my long career, I have made many mistakes. I will make more, but I commit to admitting them openly, to correcting them quickly and always learning from them. Carney later said that humility underscores the importance of governing as a team in cabinet and in caucus, and also working constructively with all parties across Parliament, of working in partnership with the provinces and the territories and with Indigenous peoples. Humility is also about recognizing that one of the responsibilities of government is to prepare for the worst, not hope for the best. He added America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country, referring to Trump's repeated 51st state comments. But these are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never ever happen. Conservative Party of Canada leader Pierre Poilievre, who did not win in his neighboring Ottawa riding of Carleton, said in his concession speech said his party will hold the Liberal minority government accountable. Part of that, he said, will be proposing better alternatives to put Canada first. As we stare down tariffs and other irresponsible threats from President Trump, Conservatives will work with the Prime Minister and all parties with the common goal of defending Canada's interests and getting a new trade deal that puts these tariffs behind us while protecting our sovereignty and the Canadian people. Jagmeet Singh, who stepped down as leader of the NDP following his third-place loss, said Carney has an important job to do, to represent all Canadians and to protect our country and its sovereignty from the threats of Donald Trump. Tonight and every night, all of us here were on Team Canada. We want Canada to thrive, and we're going to continue to fight for Canada. Trump, meanwhile, has not posted on social media about the Canadian election since the result first started coming through Monday night. He did, however, post on his Truth Social platform ahead of the results that Canadians should elect the man who has the strength and wisdom to cut your taxes in half, increase your military power, for free, to the highest level in the world, have your car, steel, aluminum, lumber, energy, and all other businesses, quadruple in size, with zero tariffs or taxes, if Canada becomes the cherished 51st state of the United States of America.